Blog Talk Radio.
Every week.
Hello.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Live at the Sports Addict with Larcher and Lawrenson.
Hello.
Tonight we are indeed live. We are in the same building. The phone number to call to join us, 760-454-8834. 760-454-8834. Now, we like to service our fans. And one of our fans asked us to start an hour earlier. The answer, we'll discuss that. The answer is no.
Wow. That's a good discussion.
Good discussion. Thank you.
It was a great discussion. I said that earlier today. Let's discuss this tonight. And there it is. Tabled.
Tabled.
Tabled or discussed?
Well, tabled.
Well, here's
we'll table it for later.
Later in the show or later tomorrow?
Later in life.
Later in life. It's early. I mean, 6 p.m. is like
my 7
4 a.m. 5 a.m. for
it's
you.
It's my 7 a.m.
Yeah. I understand.
That's when I wake up. You know, I get up at 6.
And if there was a chance, I know, that's your wake-up time. If there was a chance for us to do the show earlier, I'd want to do it from my place, and you'd want to do it from your place. So that wouldn't work.
Right.
But I do think maybe one of the reasons is because Monday nights is 7 o'clock, Monday Night Raw. I don't know if that was the suggestion.
Look, people, this is a little larger advice that's going to change your life forever. You watch it live, sure, but you delay it an hour or two so you can just cut through the first hour.
Fast forward. Yeah.
You get through those commercials, man. There's a lot of commercials.
This is the day and age of the DVR. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, dude.
I didn't think so.
You're not wrong.
Speaking of which, the sequel. I didn't get to watch the trailer yet, but Jesus Rolls, John Turturro.
Yeah, I saw.
He's just getting out of prison finally, so they must have gotten him finally. So I'm excited to see.
Yeah.
Probably won't go to the theaters to see it, but I'll watch it on TV or something.
I saw I watched Parasite last night.
That's right. I tried to watch it earlier this week, and there were no subtitles. So
I don't understand that, because I feel like the movie comes with subtitles.
It didn't come with subtitles for me. I don't know what happened, but could you imagine, like, why would I watch it without subtitles? And you couldn't have been I was interested in that. You couldn't have been playing a video game or anything while you watched it. You must have just been like, all right, here we go. Let's roll.
Look,
maybe a little bit of the legal marijuana.
I know it won one of those Dopey Awards last night.
It won three awards. It cleaned home with the Dopey Awards.
Picture of the year, I think.
It did. Best director?
Yeah, some guy named Bong.
No, he was awesome. That dude is legit.
Who watches those shows?
You did.
No.
You watched that movie.
I'm talking about the award show.
Oh.
Where those idiots talk.
Well, Lauren and I, like, had the beginning of it on, and then we turned on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. We're like, well, we should watch one of these movies that they're talking about. Brad Pitt won Best Supporting Actor. We saw his speech. He thanked Leo for letting him ride on his coattails.
I'm going to guess Lauren hated that movie.
She fell asleep 5 minutes in, so I turned it off, and then I went back to the award show for the end of it.
Oh.
I mean, I was on my phone. Like, I was
so douchey. Yeah. Oh,
why?
You don't have to watch. Yeah, you don't have time.
What else was there on?
You don't have time for any sports. But my God, you can hear these elitist 1%ers, these billionaires, perverts, these pedophiles, these anti-Americans.
They're very American.
Giving their speeches.
They're fighting for this country.
Yeah, Jane Fonda, real American.
No, I don't know about her. Her Vietnam stuff, not very good.
No, not nice at all.
But most of them, fine Americans.
Harvey Weinstein, he was there.
No, he wasn't.
Fine American.
He was not there. There was an Onion article that said they showed him in the audience. They did not. There's no way he was there.
Well, I didn't realize it was an Onion article.
Yeah.
Reporting fake news over here.
That's all right. Satire.
All right, so they're a little
semi-American.
Yeah,
but Parasite, I couldn't watch it. No subtitles. I wouldn't have understood it, right?
Yeah, you'd understand it. No, you need to read.
We once watched Pirates of the Caribbean, and they didn't have the subtitles for the pirates talking when we watched it. So I told Lauren that this was more authentic. It'd be like we were the dude who doesn't understand the language there, so it felt more real. We were Tom Hanks.
Did she roll her eyes?
Oh, she was pissed.
Yeah.
Yep, she was pissed. It worked. Whatever. So you seen Parasite? Did you see any of the other big movies or no?
I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like it? Tarantino's still all right?
Yeah, he's all right.
It wasn't Pulp Fiction.
No, it wasn't even.
Reservoir Dogs.
I gotta be honest. I haven't loved a Tarantino. I always enjoy Tarantino movies. I don't think he makes bad movies, but I haven't loved a Tarantino. No, this is backwards. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, and I cut a nail. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, Fidel commenting on your Rampage poster.
Oh yeah.
Look at that. I guess Willie's not too far in front of it, like I said earlier.
I said
Willie, but I meant Hank.
I got that. I've told this story before. I got that Rampage poster from the guy who created Rampage. He signed it.
Is that true?
Yeah, true.
Where did he sign it? He signed it somewhere up there. What, like
probably,
on the gorilla?
Yeah, it's probably right where.
Oh, one of them's based off of him, I thought you said.
Three programmers, and
yeah.
Every one of them is one of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And he was George.
That's rad. So before it was a movie from The Rock.
It was a video game.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese when I was a kid.
Awesome.
Yeah. I was going to meet Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
Who, by the way, have you heard her new song, Alexa Bliss?
Oh, she's in a video for Bowling for Soup?
No, she's not in a video. They made a whole song about her.
Oh, the song's about her?
There's a whole song called Alexa Bliss.
That's
the wrestling
amazing.
Was on Friday night, and she was in the ring wrestling, and I started playing it. And some people on the staff quickly
really?
Got it. They're like, oh, my God, is the song about Alexa Bliss?
Oh, that's amazing.
Because the song,
yeah.
There were friends like, I wish every girl could be like Alexa Bliss.
Oh, that's silly. That's ridiculous. Amazing. Great song?
A beautiful song.
Oh, based on your recommendation, I've listened to some Poppy.
Yeah. My girl.
What if I just sat here and went, I'm Clark.
Hi. Hi.
I'm Clark. Hi. I'm Clark.
We'd get a million views, Clark.
Hi. I'm Clark. You need to share the video of the kids meeting Poppy. On the Larcher and Lawrence and Page, because that shit's weird. Poppy, it's a character. The music's not the worst.
The metal music's
what
good.
Do you think?
Well, so she was controlled by this guy, Titan Sinclair. I don't know if you know the whole story.
The character. Like, there's a story.
No. There's reality blended with the... It's a lot like pro wrestling, Clark. You got to follow along.
Whoa.
There's this girl... Who she wanted to be a musician, and she lived in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
She originally from Boston, and she went to the same vocal trainer. Her dad was like a drummer. She went to the same vocal trainers as Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift. Like, she studied to be a musician. She met this sleazebag, Titan Sinclair.
Okay.
And he created some other singer, Ars Largo. Ars Largo. Something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
So... Ars Largo eventually, and it was kind of a similar character to Poppy. Ars Largo broke off with this guy saying he was abusive.
Okay.
And that he was a bad person. And then he stopped her from using the name, and she couldn't have the character. Then he suddenly started dating Poppy, and he created this character Poppy, which went on the YouTube, went on all this stuff. Now, Poppy defended him and said she was crazy. They went to the court. And Mars Largo, or whatever the hell her name was, ends up winning the character back. Well, like, so Poppy's music keeps kind of changing. She keeps trying to find her sound. She's got the character. The character is great.
Yep.
But if you watch videos, you'll see her, like, when she's on a radio show or something, somebody is feeding something in her ear.
Oh, no kidding.
She's not coming up with what she's saying. Somebody else is.
Oh.
So the guy in the air was this Titan
Sinclair.
But
this is the Sinclair guy. Oh,
it is. So... About the beginning of the year, all of a sudden, people noticed Poppy stopped following Titan Sinclair.
Oh.
You know, these are big social media people.
Okay, yeah.
So,
social influencers?
Social influencers. So, she ends up breaking up with him and admitting that he was abusive, controlling, and, he would call her stupid and, like, just really, the guy's a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then, all of a sudden, she went metal. And her new album... is all about her breaking up with that guy.
Okay.
And it's, it's angry, and it's good.
I've
good music.
I listened to the new album. You were at the show.
I disagree.
A couple weeks ago. I did. No, I listened to it.
Yeah, but the song, I disagree.
What do you mean? Oh, Jesus. Yeah, no, I listened to it. It's interesting. It's available on your Spotifys and everything if you wanted to
go. I like Poppy.
You all want to go check it out. Poppy.
I'm officially a Poppy seed.
Remind me again, you had mentioned going in that you thought you might be the oldest person by far.
Correct.
Were there a lot of kids?
Yeah, there are even babies there.
Oh, wow. So, like, adults bringing their children.
Yeah. No, the babies showed up themselves. They were smoking cigarettes.
Was it 21? Was it under 21 crowd? Was it 18 and over? Was it? What was the crowd?
I would say it was probably near 21.
And this is at the Vic?
Yeah.
The Vic pulls in some pretty good shows. I didn't really, I lived right by there. I worked right next to it for years upon years, and I didn't really respect it for what it is. That place gets some damn good shows.
It does.
I've seen some great shows there.
The dude standing next to me was probably older than me with his wife there, and he looked like he worked construction. So I really didn't want to ask him, like, why are you here? Like, what's going on? You really dig Poppy?
Right.
But I didn't get that far.
When you go in to a place like the Vic now, and you just walk in with your vape pen out, is that how it works? Or do you kind of still hide it behind your – do you still hide it behind, like, your wallet or something?
I've never hit it. Unlike you, you run back to the car.
Oh, I threw one away at Allstate Arena when we went to wrestling. That's wrestling, though. Like, I feel like – it's different, and it's in the suburbs. Like, you got to
Like, Rosemont's going to bust you down.
This was before the legalities were approved. Did I say that right? Mm-hmm. Does that feel right?
That feels right.
Do you have any empty storage containers here?
No.
Okay, just wondering. We're down.
One day, Clark Lawrence will walk.
He's all right.
I mean,
kind of a rabble rouser.
Kid died, and he's not putting up with shit. And basically, the story is it's about the opioid crisis, and he's getting to the bottom of it.
He's getting to the bottom of it.
Getting to the bottom of it? That might not be the right word. One man's fight to save the world from the opioid.
One man's fight's another man's garbage. I think that's what they say.
And this was like 99, 2000. Like 2002.
Yeah.
2003. Like,
he was on it, man. He was on the opioid
crisis.
That was
at the beginning. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, insane. Skip it, huh? Did you watch the trailer and you're good?
I think all you need to do is watch that trailer.
But I should finish it, correct?
If you're already three in,
yeah.
Like, you're a completist, I would hope.
Uh-huh. Did you just like Fidel's comment on Facebook?
None of your business.
Well done. Oh.
My social media is none of your business.
My bad. Did you want to jump into the XFL right now? Did you did you end up doing DraftKings? I didn't get my 20 teams. I did.
Well, the problem is Fantasy Labs doesn't have DraftKings
for XFL.
So I would have to I looked and there was like I think Roto Grinder has it.
Mhm. Okay.
But that's like a $30 a month subscription.
Right.
On top of I already paid for Fantasy Labs. And then it's $100. They want $100 to get scouting reports on the XFL.
Do they really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That's for the season, but...
How many games season? Like, it's not that long.
10 or 12 with the playoffs.
Okay. There's 10 weeks?
I think there's 10 weeks, yeah.
I'll be damned. I didn't think they were going that long with them. They each play each other twice?
That sounds right.
There aren't many teams, right?
It's not a lot of teams, no.
There are 4 games a weekend. There's 8 teams. It sounds like most people were very happy with the XFL this weekend.
I went on Twitter, and Twitter is nothing but nasties.
Usually.
Nothing but nasty people live on Twitter.
Right.
Just losers.
Yeah.
And they make their little comments about it. They hate everything.
Yeah, fair.
Everybody loved it. There were no negative comments.
I saw a couple negative comments.
Oh, bullshit.
I did.
Look at the
and
right
they got blown up. Whoever made a negative comment about it got blown up.
Good.
The rule changes were kind of fun. The difference in rules.
Right.
1 foot in. There were a couple of bad plays, but perfect. Like, they had the sideline reporter, Pat McAfee, the punter, the Indianapolis Colts punter, on the sideline when the punter made an amazing punt. And the ball ended up at, like, the 2 yard line. And here comes one of his own team's players, kicks the ball into the end zone. Like, McAfee was going, that's right, that's a punter, a punter, man. What are you doing? Because the guy fucked it up. It was awesome.
Wow.
It was,
well,
the live stuff is fantastic. Uh-oh, John chimes in. The XFL is unwatchable. He's one of your negative nasties out there.
Who's John?
Who's John? JB. JB's right in there.
What is he? Must be Wait. Smoking something in Indiana.
And Dimitri says, "Is that M for Meech? What's Meech? What's Meech? I don't know. I don't know your kid slang over there.
Meech, I believe, is old Hebrew, my friend.
What? But what does it mean?
Well, it means exactly what you are.
No, this is for man. I'm a man.
How
Come
can
on.
You say XFL is unwatchable?
John Brand said it's supposed to be nonstop action. Oh, I saw him on I saw you on Facebook talking about a brand. He said that there's too much going on the sideline with interviews, and it's a slowed game.
People enjoy
the NFL
stuff. Right. By BS claims.
And I'm not an XFL, like, truther or anything here. I'm not a huge fan of it necessarily. I had it on in the background.
It's football.
All weekend.
People like football?
Yeah. I'll put a football game on. It's good. We'll see. The ratings were pretty good from what I understand.
Better than Adobe College.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
It was 6-6 at halftime. Yeah, it's the first game out of the gate.
And these guys aren't as good of athletes as you have in the NFL.
37-17, the Houston Roughnecks versus the Wildcats. 31-19, the Defenders versus the Dragons. They put up points, and there are definitely 10 weeks. And then one playoff game, one championship.
Okay, four teams make the championship.
Correct.
Half the league.
Correct.
Okay. All right. We'll see. Mark Tressman, our Facebook page, posted out that He brought his high-powered offense to the Tampa Bay Vipers, I believe they're called. 3 points right out the gate.
Oh.
Was it the Los Angeles team already fired their defensive coordinator after one game of the league?
These things are happening. Look at this. Moving and shaking. I bet I had that team in fantasy because all I had were like 2 players going Saturday, and my receiver got like 8 points. My defense was at -3.
Yep.
So I was down to like 5 points.
The very first touchdown scored, and I forget which team it was, the first game played, the team went, you know, you have the scoring system. You can't kick a field goal.
Right.
It's either 1 point, 2 point, or 3 points. They went for one, and then they ran a pass play that they might as well have gone for fucking two.
Right.
Like, that's what I didn't understand on that one. Like, there's only like a 2 yard difference in the pass play they ran. It didn't help them at all being 2 yards ahead.
Sure.
So it's just like, and I think those things are what they're going to figure out as they go. It's brand new scoring system, brand new rules.
People got to feel it out, you know?
I like the fact that you can be down by 8 points and have a chance to win at the end of the game.
Right.
I think that's fun.
Yeah, it's a good game. It'll get better.
Your thoughts on the kickoff?
Interesting, fun, good. You know,
safer.
The gambling world is all over this. That's what matters. At the end
that's
of the
huge.
Day, that all that
huge.
Matters is if people are gambling on it, it'll be watched.
People love to gamble on football, right?
Hell yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah. What's
the big game on DraftKings, a $3 game, $100,000 first prize.
Okay.
It filled.
It did.
That means people playing, man.
Okay, maybe they make it a little bit bigger next week, you know?
Could be. Could
see
be
what right. happens. The next week will be the big thing, because I remember the XFL had big numbers right out the gate.
Right, everyone's curious.
They did kind of stumble. So we'll see. There will probably be a bit of a drop. Same thing with, like, when AEW kicked off and NXT, when they kicked off on Wednesday nights. There was a bigger audience for week one. I think there might be a drop-off here. But then again, maybe word of mouth is getting out and people really enjoyed it. The refs seem confused to JB. I think that's something they're figuring out, too. The refereeing now.
JB's the guy who goes to opening night of some restaurant. Opening night of some opera, some shitty-ass opera, and he's nitpicking everybody who's a little off-key.
JB finds the greatest live music in the middle of Indiana of anybody I know.
He does. He's very good at that.
That group, that farmer group, the brothers farmers that played, that did that show on the football field, still one of my favorite all-time groups I've ever seen.
I'm going to start nitpicking all these bands that he's posting. Because God knows they're playing in the middle of Indiana. I mean, it's not Mozart. It's not Drake.
I enjoyed it because the referees are talking during a replay. The referee's talking to the replay official, and you're hearing the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's something that AFF did. God, these things suck. I got the punishment headphones.
Yeah,
if
you got his headphones,
own,
so you can see
and they're
the loner headphones.
My ears are hot, everything. But I enjoy that they're talking it out up there. I think that's something the NFL should adopt. If the NFL's smart, the Peterson Farm Brothers forever. That's right, Peterson Farm Brothers. Woo.
That's the best name they could come up with, the Petersons. Oh.
And you watch some of their YouTube videos, and you kind of understand why they got popular with the farming community a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then they went and did that live show, and those poor guys. Oh.
No, Poppy.
Do you think that Facebook, yeah, I know that's their name. I understand. Yes. JB, all right. Now I lost you. Get out of here. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. You had a good time with the XFL. How'd you do in your draft game?
Oh, I did terrible.
Terrible.
Because I had no information. I didn't research.
Oh, without your cheating devices.
Not cheating device. It's information. Like, I didn't read scouting reports. That's not, having scouting, like, is a coach, is a football team dumb for having scouting of the other team?
No, but, like...
Was it too bright in here for you?
Yes, it is. I had to put on my brand new, these are my new Ray-Bans, blue blocker Ray-Bans. They're pretty phenomenal.
One day you'll wear quality. You'll wear the real stuff, man. Going hatless tonight.
You are. I was really impressed with that move. Sometimes you'll ask me last minute to grab you one, but you stuck with it, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Good. I saw the Chicago. They won the Oscar for the hair movie.
Oh, they did. They did win it.
Yeah. So
how long is it? How long does a short like how? What's
I
the
think it's
longest?
7 minutes.
Is that the longest that a short can be to win?
I don't work for the Academy. I don't even watch the Oscars.
Well,
Clark.
Maybe you should start. Oh, the big thing, the highest pop of the night on Twitter. The most talked about thing on Twitter of the night during the Oscars was Eminem. 17 years later, finally being able, because he wouldn't do it before because it would have been censored. He finally performed his Oscar winning original song from
Mom's Spaghetti.
Mom's Spaghetti. There's vomit on the sweater. There it is. That was the biggest part. I popped a little bit for the Frozen 2 song. The Thai Elsa. The Elsa, because they had all of the... different voices of Elsa who sings in different languages perform a little bit of it with Idina Menzel. The Thai one she blew up on Twitter. She's gorgeous, too. And her voice was like an angel, my friend.
It's funny because you usually don't like Asian things.
What?
You're very anti-Asian.
Well, no, I like Asians.
I have anything I
ask. Chinese food. I eat sushi. I love Asians. I loved it when you went to Tokyo. I thought that was great. I would have gone to Tokyo with you.
You can't watch Parasite because there's the caption.
No, I need captions. I don't understand the language.
You won't watch the Japanese wrestling. I mean, I don't know, Clark.
Come on. I do watch the Japanese wrestling when I can.
Where do you get your coffee?
What?
Where do you get your coffee?
At whichever store I'm at. I buy whole bean coffee at like a Jewel.
No. Like when you're outside.
When I'm outside?
Yeah, when you're picking up coffee.
What do you mean when I'm picking up
coffee?
Where
do you get your coffee?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, all right.
You get your coffee at Dunkin' Donuts.
I do.
Actually, it's now called Dunkin'. I don't know if you've noticed, but they've started losing the donuts part because they're more coffee. And I just saw that they're going to work on their coffee now. They're going to try to make their coffee better. Have you seen this? Dunkin' wants to make their coffee better.
Don't mess with what
My
works.
Thing is the coffee's fine.
Right.
Like, it's fine. I don't want it to be like Starbucks over cooked beans shit. I don't like Starbucks coffee.
So baseball's getting heated up.
I do like
heated up.
One. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're getting ready to go to that start that horrible game.
What do you call it? Where are they going?
Well, what I call it, it is inappropriate.
Where are they going? Are they going to
Mesa?
Mesa, that's right. Uh-huh. They're heading down to, some are going to the Cactus League. Others are in the Grapefruit League. Where do you think the Grapefruit League is?
Well, you want to know something interesting?
For spring training, which league would be?
Grapefruit, I hate as much as baseball.
It's not good. Who likes grapefruit?
Old people, I think.
They do. Old people do like grapefruit.
You know, Patrick likes grapefruit. He's
Does
a grapefruit
he?
Guy.
Do you know where the grapefruit is?
Florida.
Ooh, I think that White Claw is a ruby grapefruit flavor.
It is. Yeah, it is, yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Clark.
Of course. You're welcome.
Beggars can't be choosers, right. though. You know.
But I'm going to go to Mesa. So today we ordered my oldest daughter a what do you have there? We ordered my oldest daughter a baseball glove, her first ever baseball glove.
Poor kid.
Huh?
Did you get her any wrestling tights yet?
No, I will.
Okay, well,
I'll get her some. I'll get her wrestling ears. The helmet. What do you call that? What do you call that? The strap.
They don't wear those in wrestling.
What?
In our wrestling,
in
the people's
wrestling.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Collegiate, yes.
Collegiate.
High school, yes.
Okay. All right. We got any calls? 760-454-8834.
Good question. No call.
760-454-8834. We haven't heard from Lou in a while.
Yeah, maybe Sweet Lou. Sweet Baby Lou.
Yeah. We could talk some wrestling.
Oh, boy. 760-454-8834.
Woo!
Number to call. I'm going to see some wrestling Saturday night.
Warrior?
Yeah, Warrior.
Is that this Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, the wife is... Yeah, I remember I asked her about it a while back when you were first going. She's got an overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. An overnight trip. With her, yeah.
So you got the house yourself.
Yeah,
kids get in
code. Oh, bring the kids?
Yeah.
All right, bring the kids. And I just saw a heck of a promo. Somebody shared that in our wrestling group, Kevin, I think. The promo from my guy, Bully Ray.
Ugh.
Cutting a mean promo on Pillman Jr.
My boy Pillman Jr. is going to beat his ass.
Dude, I think he will. But
no, I don't think so.
Like dragging his dad's name through the ringer there and all kinds of shit. Is Pillman Jr. green still?
Is he
bad in the ring? Or
I would say he's bad. No, he's just he's young. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
It takes a while to mature as a wrestler. There's a reason you don't see guys on TV till they're in their 30s.
Bully Ray cuts a good promo. It was good.
I get to meet him Saturday.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I get to pose with a table with him.
He says don't call him Marty or whatever the hell his real name is.
Okay.
He's not a fan of people who do that.
I will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Please poke the door. Make sure that you have your phone on record.
He's got like a dopey name.
When you do it. Yeah. It's not Marty. It's something similar to that. But when you meet him, I'd bring that up. Something. I don't know.
I feel like telling him, like, Mark Lomano.
Oh, yeah.
Lomonico.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, what's up, Lomonico?
Yeah. That may not fly so well. I listen to his show quite a bit, and him saying that, it's just like, well, I mean, don't hate on a guy for saying, hey, what's up, Mark? Like, I don't know.
What if I'm like, what's up, M. Lomo?
I don't know.
I'm going to call him Lomo.
I think he goes by either Bully or Bubba. I think that's what he wants.
I want to tell him how much I've disliked him his entire career.
Like, ever, forever?
Like, I've always hated him. Bubba, like, I have no, like, I'm meeting the guy because it's part of the package. And, because for $100 you get to meet anybody on the card.
Oh, that's neat. That's interesting. But, I mean, are you bringing your encyclopedia?
Yeah.
Well, then wait until after he signs it before you say any of these.
No, you just say it as he's signing it.
Fair. And then he scrubs.
No, you know what they do? You know what they do if they want to be a dick? They put your name on it.
Oh.
They'll personalize it.
So
then it
can't
be sold to a
collector. You can't be selling it to a collector. Have you had people do that?
I don't know. I think most of my, I think if not all of them are not personalized.
Okay. Good. And it's not like you are getting this to sell it.
No.
Oh, and have we found anything out? Have you found out when the Antique Roadshow is around?
To find out if the Pulp,
for
Fiction,
your Pulp
script.
Fiction script, by the way. Yeah. We got to find out when they're around. And I saw right after you brought up going on there for your Pulp, he has a signed Pulp Fiction script that we're not completely sure if it's real. We're not completely sure if it's fake, right? Like,
right.
The signatures, like, I checked them out online. They look kind of all right. The certificate of authentication looks suspect. The name might be suspect.
Yeah. The certificate of authentication looks like bullshit. It was signed by a guy like named John Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, like completely untraceable, and it doesn't make a lot of sense.
But if we could find out their filming schedule, like I'm sure that it's WTTW Studios aren't far from here. I think it's produced by that channel, right? Like I bet we could figure this out and get to the bottom of it and get you on that show.
They got a couple of you'd have to come along because I couldn't.
I would. Absolutely. Could I bring Hazel?
Maybe.
Is she the one that you like her name or Vera?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
March 9th.
He likes one of my kids' names. That's what he said.
See, I'm not sure if these are recorded or...
He likes one. He won't tell me which one, which I appreciate. But on my deathbed, like, if I'm like... If I look at you and I go, hey, Al.
Green Bay.
I'm dying soon.
Green Bay seems to be the closest.
I won't be on this earth any longer.
Or St. Louis.
Which daughter's name do you not like? Would you tell me then?
I would tease it.
Oh, that's great. That's good. Or what if it's your deathbed? And you're like,
oh, yeah,
Clark,
I'll tell you.
Clark, it's, and then that's it.
Yeah, yeah, I might do that. That's possible.
Okay.
Complete ticket rules.
Right after you showed me that, it was when a video went viral of the guy, and it, I think it's totally fake. Have you seen
it? Oh, the pass out?
The guy who passed out.
Yeah,
is it fake?
Yeah, that's
fake.
A low fall.
I thought he fake fell that. Older dude with a white beard. Like a guy you wouldn't expect to fake the fall. But he did. He got his 20 seconds of viral fame.
Let's see here. We could shoot for Tuesday, May 12th in Nashville.
Oh.
That's the closest. You got Williamsburg, Nashville.
Can we fly down there with the show pot or no?
Yeah, maybe we could fly down there with some pot. No, you ditch the pot at the airport. let's see. The options are Virginia, Williamsburg, Nashville, Boston, Essex Park in Colorado. You know, Shining.
There's one on June 9th over there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On my birthday.
That's at the Shining.
Isn't that
going to
be your birthday this year?
We could stay at the hotel. Yeah, that's my birthday, June 9th. I'm having a big birthday party in Colorado at the Antiques Roadshow.
Everybody's coming. Your big 41st.
Surprise! Oop.
Whoop.
Hey, Clark, please, those are the loners. You got to have some respect for the house headphones. 760-454-8834. Big weekend of Japanese wrestling. New beginnings in Osaka took place.
Uh-oh. I don't think these are working anymore. What?
You broke the headphones.
There. Hello. No, we're good.
All right.
Warrior Wrestling's big this weekend, huh?
Yeah, that's going to be a great show.
Wait,
too.
Who else is on that card before we talk about Japan?
All right. Well, let me pull it up so we
be
accurate over here. This is going to be Warrior.
They always get a hell of a good show, like a great card. Brian Cage, who's reportedly signing with AEW.
So Brian Cage is the champion, and they do this thing called what the hell's the name of this thing? They got a weird, funny name.
Cage is hurt, so he's giving up the belt.
What? He's not hurt.
Yeah, I think he had to have surgery on his shoulder or something.
No, they haven't announced anything like that.
Really?
So they have this thing called the War of Attrition, okay? It's a three-fall match, so your wife would absolutely love this.
Yeah.
And now pay attention, Clark. This is...
Hang on, Brian Cage.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to explain the rules of this match, and you're over here on your phone.
Okay, explain it.
So there are 8 wrestlers. 4-on-4, it starts.
Okay.
That's fall one.
All right.
Whoever wins stays. Whoever loses is gone.
Okay.
Now they're split into 2 and 2.
Yep.
Of the four left. Whoever loses is gone. And then finally you have 1-on-1. And the winner of that match becomes world champion. They're doing this for the men's and the women's title.
But how do they guarantee that there's a new champion?
They don't. I mean, Brian Cage could win it.
It says new champ guaranteed.
Oh, Cage will relinquish the title due to injury.
What?
And personally hand the belt to the new champ.
I'm sorry. Could you say that one more time, please, Al?
Brian Cage will indeed hand the belt over to the new champion. So, you were right, Clark.
What?
You were right.
Just in case somebody listening might not have heard you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Huh. Interesting.
So you have Andrew Everett, Alex Zane, Black Taurus, Aramis, Sam Adonis, and then the great Lance Archer from New Japan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All those other guys are Impact. I know Black Taurus.
Did
I hear Impact.
Archer signed with AEW?
There's rumors he might be going that way.
Okay.
Mike Elgin is also it's either going to be Elgin or Archer, and then there's a third mystery person.
Around here we pronounce that Elgin.
Well, he goes by Elgin. It's a proper name.
But not around here. Like, here, it's Elgin. Have you ever been to South Elgin? I don't think so. You've been to South Elgin. Have you not?
No.
Elgin St. Ed? It's not Elgin St. Ed.
So those are the guys in the dudes.
I never went to the casino in Elgin.
You have the Rascals, who I saw them for the first time.
Grand Vic.
I saw them for the first time last time I went at Warrior 7. And they're on Impact. They're stable in Impact, the new Radicals.
Uh-oh, bad news. Broadcast has been interrupted. Oh, we're back. We are back.
So the Rascals are going up against the, I believe they're the Chinese wrestlers, the Stronghearts.
Okay.
Then the match everyone's clamoring for now, Bubba Ray, Bubba Dudley, Bully Ray.
Yep.
Is going up against Brian Pillman. Junior.
Yeah.
Because Brian Pillman's dead.
Right.
Yeah. So now you have the women's champion, and the women's champion is that bully, Britt Baker.
Oh, she's been...
I'm sorry.
Tessa Blanchard.
Yeah. The real world's champion. The first woman to ever win a televised world title of a federation that's televised, beating a man.
Yep.
Fair. Britt Baker is there. She will be competing for the title.
She is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pulling teeth out. Madison Rayne. Chicago's own Kylie Ray.
There you go.
AEW's Big Swole will be there.
Okay.
Tasha Steeles. I don't know her. Tyra Valkyrie of, I think Impact, maybe Ring of Honor.
Okay.
And Ray Lynn. So those are basically the biggest names in female wrestling.
That shouldn't be too bad. Like, That's a heck of a card. That'll be fun.
Alex Shelley. I don't know if you remember Alex Shelley.
Nope.
He's going up against Ren Narita, who's been one of the Young Lions I've been watching grow in New Japan for the last 2 years.
Okay.
So I'm so excited to meet Ren. The Human Octopus.
Yeah.
Jonathan Gresham.
Uh-huh.
Is going up against Daga.
Okay.
That's going to be a good fight. I've seen Grisham wrestle many a times, and always a great time. The North are fighting the Space Pirates.
Yep.
And the North has that guy on that everybody hates. I can't think of his name.
I don't know.
That helps.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Is the name right under it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not mad at you for not knowing the guy's name, but,
because
I probably should know it. And I do know it. I just can't think of it. These guys, Clark, the Space Pirates.
Okay.
They have a monkey man who wrestles.
Do they fight in outer space?
They come from outer space.
No, of course they do.
And the monkey guy is funny.
The picture you have of you and Pillman Jr. here, of you and Pillman, where you're wearing the Hammer Strength shirt, like, the kid knew something about that shirt, right?
Yeah. He says Dad invested in that company.
Oh, okay.
And every time he goes into a gym, he sees the Hammer Strength, and he thinks of his dad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that company is a thing? Still?
Yeah. You obviously don't go into gyms, Clark.
No. How often are you there, my friend?
More than you, apparently.
And there's Junior right there. I don't know how that'll turn out, but we'll see.
Cavernero is going up against Tem Pereiro.
Okay.
And then, the match everybody is there to see. Robert Ego Anthony with Frank the Clown is taking on the War Horse.
Is that still Mick Foley's daughter's boyfriend?
Yes.
They're still together?
Yeah, I know. And he's a manager. He's actually really good. Like, I want to shit on the kid, but he's entertaining.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's the big card. And there's still the mystery of who's replacing Brian Cage in that match. Boy, the last time that guy wrestled, the whole place reeked of Ben Gay. So maybe it's a good thing he's not wrestling.
Really? Like, that seems to be, like, he walks out and it just smells like Ben Gay.
I think I'm going to do when I meet Brian Cage, I think I'm going to do the muscle pose.
Okay.
Like I did with Big Papa Pump.
Yeah.
Big Papa Pump seemed impressed by my arms.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I was going to give him some lifting advice.
Facebook.
Uh-oh. You broke it?
Yep.
All right. Well, so that's Warrior Wrestling this coming Saturday night. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. WWE had a horrible week. Their stock price basically crashed. The president of the companies were fired, which led to the crash. It wasn't They weren't fired because of. They were fired prior to, which caused the crash. And Vince McMahon had his conference call, and the numbers were really bad. And there's talk that they're going to change how we see the network. Right now, it's $9.99. You get every pay-per-view. So the stuff you used to pay $50 a month for, you're getting free. WrestleMania, you know, Royal Rumble, all that comes with it. Plus, you have access to the entire catalog of the history of WWE. There's some Mid-South wrestling. Like, you go back to Federation's territories in the 70s, and they have the video library. And then they produce documentaries and, you know, 24, like, where they'll go back to last year's WrestleMania, and it'll be all behind the scenes of that with the backstage drama. And there's some other interesting things. Some segments, you know, some just kind of cool pieces. If you're a wrestler, ride along where they stick a car and they have two wrestlers talking as they're driving to the next town. Some fun stuff there. But Vince McMahon is talking about drastic changes, and there's rumors that Amazon may be looking to buy the rights to WWE's pay-per-views. So they would take those off the network, and now you would have to subscribe to the Amazon service in order to get the pay-per-views, or they may sell them at a premium. So if that happens, then WWE is going to lose subscribers because a lot of people don't care about the archives. They only go there for the pay-per-views, and that's going to hurt WWE. There is also some talk that maybe – it's been going for years, but now it's – I think it's more realistic than ever before that they just might sell WWE to a company.
I've been seeing that that's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean,
sell it.
That's what they've been saying for years, and I always said no way. It's just WWE's not they're not doing that, but now I do think there's a realistic chance that happens. So.
If they stream it on Amazon, on a company like Amazon or something, and a service I'm already paid for, I dig that.
Yeah, that's fine.
But they may offer it at a premium pay per view. You know what I mean? Like that's a little bit of a different ballgame.
Well, now you have to make a realistic choice. Now. Let's say we want to watch – every month we watch a pay-per-view together. Let's say we go and pay-per-views are now, let's say, $35, $40. Let's go $40, okay? You don't want to overprice the market. You can't go back to $60. And we go, hey, Clark, you want to get the WWE pay-per-view? And, you know, you'll chip in $20, I'll chip in $20. It seems okay. Like, that's doable.
Yeah.
But now we got to make the choice. Well, maybe AEW has a pay-per-view that month. We're not going to be spending $20 on another pay-per-view.
Right, right.
So now we're actually going to have to make a choice as to what to buy, which could hurt WWE and help AEW.
Right.
Or, hell, $9.99, I get New Japan, I still get their pay-per-views.
There you
just
go.
Watch New Japan show.
Now that they're – yeah, that's crazy. Now that they're losing some money, it's a whole different ballgame. Now, there's still the empire when it comes to professional wrestling. Like, they still run a show. I don't know. We'll see what happens there, Al. I've kind of followed along with it a little bit like you are, but I'm not too concerned with their ability to continue rolling. We're back. We're back live on Facebook Live.
Well, that's good. I'm happy to be back on Facebook. I'm more of a Facebook guy, to be honest. The people of the Facebook really...
they're your people.
They're the alcoholics.
When we were away from them, you were completely talking trash. When we were on only with Blog Talk, because we're simulcast live, as we do every Monday night at 7 p.m.
See, now, that is something I would do, but you're just straight up lying.
What's that?
I didn't trash the people of Facebook.
You didn't this time.
Right.
You have done that in the past.
Maybe. I don't know.
You certainly weren't spreading the love about them until we got back on Facebook Live here.
Can you feel the love tonight?
I do. I 100%. Were you quoting Elton John there?
I was.
He performed last night. I think his song won from his movie Rocket Man, I think. I don't know. He doesn't have the voice he used to, but he's old. You know, it happens. Well.
Yeah. So it was a really good. We got more viewers this time.
We do have more viewers
this
time.
Exciting.
That's good. Welcome. This is Live at the Sports Addict. I'm Clark Lawrenson. This is my partner. My co-host, my sidekick,
the Alfred star Ferdinand. Of the show, man,
Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III. There he is. So, did you win any money in DraftKings for the XFL?
No. I didn't lose any money because I had a free ticket because I play so much.
Okay.
They just give you shit. It was for the $10 game. So I'm like, well, I'm not gonna blow this. You know, I'll pick based on price. And I did no research, and it tanked.
Okay.
So what do you think of WWE crashing?
I mean, it has to play out. The money, folks. I'm not the money guy. We got to wait and let this thing play out and see what happens. I mean, they're not gone. They're not dead forever. I do think there may be some drastic moves, like suddenly Bill Goldberg is back.
Well, that's for Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Bill likes the Saudi money.
Do you think that's the only match he's having here, or do you think he's going to take the strap and defend it at WrestleMania? I don't see Bill Goldberg as being the type to put the Fiend over here. I think it's going to be a squash.
Every real wrestling
was
fan,
with Brock,
when they announced Bill Goldberg was back, rolled their eyes and said, this idiot again?
Yeah, absolutely. But he's going to squash the Fiend, and it's going to like just completely shit on everything that they've done to build him up.
I don't think he's going to squash the Fiend. I think the Fiend's going to beat him.
You think so?
I do.
But Goldberg ain't scared of his crap. He said so.
Yeah, well, hopefully the old man doesn't knock himself out on the door on the way to the ring.
Fair. When is his show?
When's what?
When is that Saudi show? It's a Friday, right? Usually Friday?
I think it's fairly soon.
Okay.
Maybe like a week or two away.
All right.
NXT's got a huge show next weekend.
It's weird that being in place right ahead of, like, it's WrestleMania season right now. The big guy, Drew McIntyre, owns the, he won the Royal Rumble, so he gets his title shot.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. You're excited about the NXT show coming up?
Well, I mean, it's a really, really big show. Like, it's a standalone show. So it's not like the other ones where, you know, it's tied with a WWE pay-per-view for the weekend. So it's kind of a big deal. Why can't I find it? How dumb is that?
Well, it makes sense, you know? It really does. Oh, the WrestleMania weekend show?
No. Next
weekend. Did you catch the big news about the big WrestleMania announcement today?
No.
For next year's WrestleMania?
Mm-mm. Two nights?
No. But where it's going to be?
Chicago?
A brand new
Minnesota
professional football stadium?
Minnesota.
Nope. Brand new.
No, Vegas.
Hasn't yet been played in.
Vegas.
No, not Vegas. Hasn't. Two teams will call it home starting next season, and it's going to be Hollywood.
Okay.
WrestleMania Hollywood coming back next week. Gonna have
sure.
to buckets his travel costs are down.
They are. Maybe you can get a VIP package.
But if you want to go to Hollywood for WrestleMania weekend, man, they're excited to have it. The mayor out there was like, I didn't quite realize how big of a deal this would be, but everybody wants it. And it is. I mean, it's a huge money draw. They're there all weekend, not to mention everything else that it brings to town with all the other wrestling factions. This year they're in Tampa Bay. Next year the Super Bowl's in Tampa Bay. Next year WrestleMania is in Hollywood. The following Super Bowl is also in Hollywood. So the NFL is now following WrestleMania into stadiums. How about that?
Wow.
Yep. Andrew says the NXT card's pretty stacked.
Yeah, it is. You have, let's see here. Rhea Ripley is going up against Bianca Belair. Now, if you watch this week, Charlotte showed up.
Uh-huh.
And
yep.
It looks like you're going to get Ripley versus Charlotte at Mania, but Bianca Belair said, well, what about me? You won't even go here.
Uh-huh.
She told Charlotte.
Okay.
So, but Bianca Belair is really, I mean, you saw her in the Rumble. They made a huge deal of her. Very talented athlete, and that's going to be a great match. Finn Balor, the heart and soul of the old NXT, is going up against the heart and soul of today's NXT against Johnny Gargano.
Okay.
The Undisputed Era of Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly are going up against the Broserweights, Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne.
Okay.
It's a kind of an interesting tag team because Matt Riddle's a stoner,
mm-hmm.
and Pete Dunne's just a cranky Englishman.
Okay.
And they're both very young. They're both, you know, and I think Riddle's a little older.
Okay.
But Pete Dunne is like 24, a very young guy, but he's a very serious dude. He's very straightforward. So they might end up falling apart.
We'll see.
Yeah, but the Broserweights, yeah.
It's kind of fun to see.
Adam Cole, baby, is going up against Tommaso Ciampa for the NXT Championship.
Yep.
That's going to be a hell of a match. Adam Cole, the champion. T- t- Tommaso Ciampa was the champion.
Right.
He got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He had to relinquish the title.
That was the big injury where he was gone for a while.
Yeah, about a year.
Yeah.
So he's back. As he says, Daddy is home, and he wants Goldie back.
Oh, all right. Have you seen the videos of Ciampa and Johnny Gargano?
Gargano.
They've been photobombing Bobby Roode. One of them will play the song on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, then he's in the background. There's like 10 of them, 15. It's fun. I've seen it. No, that is a hell of a card. That'll be a good one.
Dakota Kai is finally getting her hands on Tegan Nox.
Okay.
Now, if you remember when we went, that was their turn.
Yeah, so. Dakota Kai was a good girl, a good guy, and then she turned. She became a bad guy.
Now, this is the interesting thing, Clark.
What's
it? It's not any match. It's a street fight.
Oh.
Yeah, Portland street fight, so watch
out. Do you think they'll go by the wall of bubblegum out there? Isn't Portland the one that has the wall of bubblegum?
I think it does, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, maybe.
If it's a real Portland street fight, they better get some bubblegum on their damn face.
And then the great Keith Lee for the North American title. He's the champion. Will be facing off against Dominic Dijakovic.
Keith fucking Lee, man. I like him a lot. He's going to be defending his North American championship.
Yeah.
Which, that's their intercontinental championship, right? That's their second tier.
Right.
Basically, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. That's a lot of fun.
That's pretty good. Now, they fought like 10 times before.
This is why I'm saying Wednesday Night Wrestling is some of the best total wrestling altogether. Like, that card is great. I'm really enjoying what AEW is doing.
Yeah, I'm on the AEW ride. I'm digging the – they've gotten better.
Shit. Andrew chimes in and says Seattle has the gun wall. Then he corrected it and said gum wall. I think you're wrong. Seattle has the fish.
I trust
in range.
I trust Andrew more than
Grunge.
You.
Sonic.
When it comes to traveling,
he does travel more than I do.
Wait,
he's been to
50,000 baseball stadiums across the country.
He hasn't been to 50,000. He's been to a lot.
But has he ever been to Tokyo?
He's been to Lake Louise, Canada, not Lake Louise, Illinois.
Yeah.
And now he's in Dallas.
Yeah, he's in Dallas.
Yeah.
But isn't it like his thing? He goes to different baseball stadiums.
You mean Dallas?
Huh? Isn't this thing he goes to baseball stadiums?
Mark Chestnut. Yeah, I think he does. He does concerts, too.
I'll never forget. I was talking to my mentor in radio back in the day, and I said, you know, that
Big John?
I wasn't going to use a name on this.
Why can't I name? You got a name drop.
Because I'm telling
a
damn story here.
When it's that big, you got to name drop it.
Because I go...
He's been to 22 baseball stadiums.
Wow. I mean, never the Tokyo Dome, so it's... kind of an amateur list, but you know, you got to go to the main one. So, anyways, he was driving me home one day, smoking a cigar in his Bronco, and I'm like, you know, that Daryl.
Of course, it's a Bronco.
That Daryl Singletary is really good. He's like, yeah, but he'll never make it.
No.
And I go, why? Like, he's got a good voice. I like his songs. It might even have been Mark Chestnut. I was one of the two. And he goes, pull up a picture of him.
Uh-oh.
And I went home, and he was right. He just didn't have the look.
Oh, this was back before you could pull it up.
Yeah, there was no
phone.
Did
you have to go to the library to find a picture?
No, I had to go to the internet at home.
Okay, all right, yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
So that's going to be a hell of a wrestling card.
Hey, what did you think of the AEW show last week? I know we're really hot off the presses to have a post-wrestling show. What did you think of the ten lashes segment with Cody and MJF? If you don't watch AEW, I think MJF is a pretty amazing heel, and he never drops the character. He's always there. He's always in character. He's a heel. He doesn't mind ripping on anybody, and I think it works really well. And he in order for Cody to fight him, he had to give Cody 10 lashes. Which has been done in wrestling before. These guys used a belt to do it. Did you see the segment, Al?
I did. I enjoyed it.
It started out with the two of them, MJF's, what do you call him? His Diesel, basically. Shawn Michaels had Diesel, his bodyguard.
Yeah.
He has Wardoff?
Warlow.
Wardlow. Yeah. And And the segment went. I mean, how do you make that work with the 10 lashings? Because I mean, I think that could go stale really quickly. But he took 10 hits of the belt to the back, all of them leaving marks. And I know you're not that big on the gore part of wrestling and stuff.
Well, that's not.
But
good.
How was this? Was this fine?
It was fine. Yeah, it was good. It was a good segment. Everything Cody does is very dramatic. It's very
is it too much.
A little bit, but that's kind of who Cody is.
Yeah, I
like it. It was a good part of the show.
They brought his coach out, Arn, first to tell him, hey, you don't have to do this. Then Dustin comes out after 5 lashes and says, give me the next 5.
Cody's
like
brother Dustin, yeah.
His brother Dustin Rhodes, Gold Dust.
Yeah,
Goldie. Yep. And then Brandy even ended up coming out by the end of it.
His wife.
Yep.
Yeah, Arn Anderson came out first, then Goldie, then the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
And then finally, his wife with the last one. You can do it, baby.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Warlow did one, as you mentioned.
I thought they made it work. And another stipulation is that Cody can't hit MJF. But at the end there, MJF hit him with a cheap shot. And then since all of Cody's guys were in the ring, took off running. The whole locker room came out.
Yeah. It was quite the scene.
Yeah, it was good. I thought the segment, I thought it worked. I was very happy. I was concerned going into it. Like, that could have been it might not have worked. Do you know what I'm saying?
The whole drunken Hangman Page thing is what I'm enjoying.
I am too. Now, he keeps coming into the ring and handing his beer off to the Young Bucks, doing his thing. He drinks beer.
Yeah.
Would you call him drunken?
Yeah. Drunken Ira Hayes.
Okay. All right.
Call him Drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore.
And he goes into the audience, and Andrew's citing sources now, so it's Seattle with the gum wall. All right, Andrew, I get it.
Yeah, I told you he was right.
Fuck, all right. Jesus.
Who what was it, Clark?
What?
Who was right?
Andrew was right.
Andrew was right.
He was right. Andrew's right a lot. He knows his shit. You know, you always, before the internet, I had like 2 guys that I would call, my sports almanacs. He's one of them. Like, he knows a lot of sports. I don't know why I would ever question that. Well, the gum wall.
Yeah, you did.
Sports. But if they're going to do a Portland street fight and they did end up in front of the Seattle wall, that'd be impressive.
That's a lot of traveling, Clark.
It is. No, they're all up there northwest. What is it, one quick little plane ride, quick little helicopter ride, you're there. No big deal.
Well, New Japan had a...
Oh, yeah.
New beginnings in Osaka this weekend. Were you done with AEW, or was there anything else?
No, I think we were there. I'm enjoying that Hangman thing, too.
Am I getting the Hangman?
I like Britt Baker going heel.
Yeah.
It's better.
A lot better.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't wait. Should I ask her any dental questions?
Awesome. Yeah, you should.
Saturday?
Yeah, you should. Yeah, find out some for both of us.
Like, hey, are you a dentist?
Just be like, hey, I've always had these things with my teeth. Like, yeah, just, you know.
Oh, you know what I could do to piss her off? I could get one up on her. I go... So, are you really a dental hygienist?
Oh, that
boom.
Oh, if you wanted to get her to cut a promo,
I might get hit with a chair at that point.
That'd be fine. That's what somebody should call her on AEW tonight. Call it in. We'll know they're listening if they do that Wednesday. Awesome Kong got hurt. She's probably out for a while.
Yeah, I heard she would
be done.
I heard it was an angle just so she could go film Glow.
Oh, that is what it
more
is.
Glow.
But they are breaking up. That's right. But they are breaking up the Nightmare Collective that Brandy has going on. Apparently.
Yeah, it wasn't working.
They're dropping it. No. Nope. Anyway, I know you wanted me to watch some yesterday. The week had a lot going on. We lost a good guy back in Kirkland. I had to go back home.
Yeah, rest in peace, so. Uncle Greg.
Lieutenant Greg Holtap, like, grew up across the street from him and help shape me become the man that I am today. Like, all honesty. I try to live my life based on how...
That guy wouldn't have forgotten his headphones.
...on good qualities. He might have forgotten the headphones, but he would have made sure that it was taken care of.
Good.
And he would have headphones waiting for you if you ever forgot yours.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and this guy are a lot alike.
He's awesome.
Rest in peace.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Hello, I'm just kidding. We'll do that. The one last thing on the Hangman Page thing.
Yeah.
It's very interesting because I think they stumbled into this. Like, I think the intent was they were going to make Hangman Page go heel. But suddenly he's getting over with this whole drink thing.
Right.
So now they're in a situation where... Because the Young Bucks are kind of the dicks in the situation, right?
Because he started drinking beers in the crowd.
Yeah, like he's drinking backstage.
Yes.
And they're ripping the beer out of his hand, being like, I think you've had enough.
Right. Because
fuck you, I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah. And the cowboy shit, like Hangman.
He's
got a hell of an entrance. Hell, we saw him once. He rode a goddamn horse in.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. That horse did pass away.
Your uncle, your neighbor is now riding that horse in heaven.
Oh, there's a good chance.
Yeah.
There is a good chance. That's awesome.
So the question is, do you turn Kenny Omega? Because I don't like Kenny Omega.
Yeah, if you turn him, that'll fix that.
I am not interested in this character. Number one, he hasn't had a great match.
Cornette and Meltzer just had a big falling out.
Huge big blow up over Kenny Omega.
Woo! Anyway, yeah, Corny not happy about it.
Well, I hate Jim Cornette.
He's an asshat.
I absolutely
he
hate
is an
that
asshat.
Man. So,
I'm not a big Meltzer guy either, but man.
No, right. I don't have a dog in the fight.
Asshat. Jesus.
Especially when you're, like, the big thing is he's saying Kenny Omega is bad for the business because he exposed it. He wrestled a blow-up doll. He's wrestled a little girl. He's wrestled a broom. And he exposes the business by doing
so. He carries a tennis racket in wrestling. What is he doing with a tennis racket?
Do you know what his character is?
Is he a tennis coach?
No.
No.
He's a mama's boy whose mother was really rich, and he always wanted to be a professional wrestling manager, so she bought him a tag team. And that's the character. So he's just this rich.
I mean, he nails it. Yeah. He nails it. Yeah, you got to give it up for that.
I never knew that growing up, though.
The Market Theater Gum Wall is a brick wall covered in used chewing gum located in an alleyway in Post Alley under Pike Place Market. No, the fish market! In downtown Seattle.
You know what I would do? I would have that place shut down. That is disgusting.
They do clean it off every once in a while.
Well, they should put signs up. No putting gum here.
No, they want it there.
It's disgusting.
People go there for pictures.
Yeah, that's going to be the new plague.
It makes a good pic. Oh, wow.
The coronavirus is going to start in Seattle's gum wall.
Wuhan coronavirus. Coronaviruses are a thing. You do realize this, right? Like at my wife's place of work, like people get corona. We've had coronaviruses. This is just a specific strain.
It's a strand, right?
But now when people get diagnosed and the doctor goes, "Well, you have a coronavirus," they're like, "Wah!"
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the coronavirus right now.
Is it from the eye covers from a couple of years ago?
Yes. I open those. I put it on. I got to get coronas.
Be careful. Have you seen the meme of the bubbles that says, "Don't pop these bubbles. These were made in China." Like for the air bubbles, like for the delivery.
That's
bubbles,
racist,
you know
Mark.
What I mean?
I don't find that humorous. Yeah.
Or is it illnesses?
It's racist.
I think it's illness.
You shame me yourself.
No, that's not.
Because you hate the Asians. I know you do.
I love Asians. I'm not a fan of viruses.
Big problem with the Asians.
I'm not a fan of viruses.
Blaming them for a virus.
Am I wrong? I'm not blaming the Asians for viruses.
You're not popping their air bubbles.
Geography. I'm speaking about geography and air of where it's at. Ugh.
Making light of the
so
corona.
New Japan Wrestling.
So I know it's Asian, so you may have issues.
Oh,
but,
you bastard!
New beginnings in Osaka. It's kind of the kickoff of the new year after the big Wrestle Kingdom. I'll skip the undercard. Not a lot happened. So
young boys.
The four main matches: Jay White with Gato,
Switchblade
goes up against Sanada.
Okay.
Who's in the stable? LIJ. With the champion.
Okay.
Naito. So, Sonata hasn't won a pay-per-view in a singles match in like 6-8 months.
Oh.
And once again, he loses.
Mm-hmm.
Jay White finds the win. Now we get to the match of the night. And the day before they did the press conference, I watched it as I was waiting for the pay-per-view to upload. And it's in a shopping mall in Osaka. It's just like, you know, like in the...
Awesome.
There's like a store in the background. Yeah, the president of the company sits
there. The
hip
mall. We're out at Harlem Irving Plaza.
Right,
we're at
right.
the Cherryville Mall for those of you Rockford folks.
So they bring out Ryu Lee. Ryu's Dragon Lee.
Yeah.
Now, Ryu Lee broke Hiromu Takahashi's neck about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the actual...
I did back when it first happened.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's
so,
not good.
But these guys have a history. They it's like Flair Steamboat. They've wrestled like 80 times. They both started when Hiromu was sent on, because you know the New Japan, the Young Lions get sent on excursion.
Yeah.
Went to Mexico.
Okay.
And Dragon Lee was a young guy at the time, so they kind of became their first feud. They've been going at it for years. So they have this love-hate relationship with each other. Okay. They respect each other, but every time they get in the ring, they try to kill each other. Legitimately. It's some of the scary. You know how there's matches where two guys get in the ring and you're like, man, I'm kind of scared that
it's
someone's going to get hurt.
You feel, it feels very much like a shoot at times?
Not a shoot, but imagine two performers who don't care about their neck or body who want to put on the best show ever.
That's messed up. Like, they could seriously get injured.
Well, they did. Yeah, One guy broke his neck.
Right.
So they haven't fought since. They were actually on the same team against Liger in his final match.
Oh yeah.
So now they bring out Dragon Lee, and they have a Japanese lady who's an interpreting.
Just don't call me the racist.
Yeah.
If you're gonna yeah.
I've been there, Clark. The Japanese lady is interpreting Dragon Lee, who speaks Spanish.
Okay.
So now you have Dragon Lee giving a speech in Spanish, which is now translated to the people in Japanese,
right?
Which is then translated on the screen underneath in captions in English.
Captions.
So
okay.
I could see
good.
What's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
And Dragon Lee basically says, like, when I look in the mirror, I see Hiromu ever since, you know, I hurt him. And I'm so ashamed I hurt him. But now I get to see the real thing, and we are gonna do something incredible. So Hiromu comes out, and he gets the crowd all worked up because he's crazy.
Okay.
He's probably my favorite wrestler.
Yeah.
I like him better than Will Ospreay as far as talent.
Oh, awesome.
So Hiromu comes out, and then they start mentioning, well, you know, usually the junior heavyweight champion, which is what they're fighting for, the title, goes up against the world champion at the next pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the world champion is his mentor, and Stable, the guy who brought him under his wing, Naito.
Right.
So, the reporter goes, you know, are you conscious of the fact that Naito's in the main event? And,
this guy?
Yeah, exactly. So, he's like, instead of giving an answer, he just starts singing. He's like, I love this book,
What was he singing?
He basically improvised a 3-minute song about Dragon Lee. The chorus was all Dragon Lee.
Okay.
And it made sense, and it rhymed about, like, I don't care about anything else. I'm just worried about Dragon Lee. You know,
okay.
We're going to have a hell of a match, me and Dragon Lee.
All right.
And he sings like Elvis. He's got, like, an Elvis thing going on.
Okay.
And Dragon Lee doesn't know what's going on because it's in Japanese.
Yep.
So the report, and then at the end, he like gave the last line to the audience, and the audience all was, Dragon Lee.
Awesome.
So so then they go back to Dragon Lee, and they're like, well, what did you think of his song? And he's like, all I understood was Dragon Lee, but it sounded good.
Sure.
So fun stuff. So now they get in the ring. This is the next day. Now they're going in the ring, and this is a hell of a match. I want everybody to check this out. This is a match you should see.
Okay.
And how do you think these guys start?
Very technical. They weren't really attacking each other like they normally would.
They get to the center of the ring, and they start chopping each other.
Woo!
As hard as they can. Over and over and over. I mean, they're doing flip moves into chops.
Okay.
They go about 3 minutes of straight chops back and forth.
Yep.
This guy's bruise is just meat at this
and they
point.
Hurt. Yeah.
And then from there, they go into a match that, like, there were points where they almost killed each other. Ryu Lee got him back up in the move that broke his neck. The whole crowd gasps.
Of course.
And, you know, he slides out of it, and, like, the energy of the crowd was just dead at that point. Like, they were like, holy shit.
Right.
They got him back, put on, I thought they stole the show.
Okay.
Great match. Go watch it. 23 minutes. Hell of a match. Junior heavyweight. It's my vote for match of the year right now.
Great. I'm in.
So now you have Moxley versus Minoru Suzuki. This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Right.
Everybody loved this match but me.
Okay.
I thought because the match before it was so physical with the chops and just so damn good, it upstaged them. And they went 17 minutes.
But a lot of people enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They're just going to beat the shit out of each other, right? Like, that's the name of their games.
Yeah, but it's a lot of, like, you know, chair shots. Chair shots aren't what they used to be.
Gimmicky
yeah.
Dean Ambrose shit? Like,
exactly,
can you get past the facts that Moxley is Dean fucking Ambrose?
There was, well, it was a lot of, like, you know, like 15 minutes in the match. Now they're, like, really going at it.
Right.
And like Dean Ambrose would just hit Minoru Suzuki and he would just go, like Dean Ambrose would hit him with all he's got and he would just stand there and he'd stick his tongue out and be like, come on.
Yeah.
And, Dean Ambrose was doing the same thing. And then Dean Ambrose did his, you know how he does that stupid shoulder thing?
Yeah.
Where he kind of waves his shoulders.
Yep.
Well, Minoru Suzuki mocked that and was doing that too. And it was fun. It was a good match. I'm going to go back and watch it again. Maybe it's better than I thought. But yeah, good hard hitting match.
Good.
Minoru Suzuki's size really showed in it that he's not a big dude. I mean, he's 51 years old. They list him at 5'10". I'd put him more than about 5'8".
Moxley still have the eye patch on?
He tried. He gave it his all.
He tried
it came
to
off.
On. Yeah.
And miraculously, Clark, I didn't see any scarring or anything.
No scarring.
Because I looked up. Now, at the end of the match, after the match.
Did he wear the same one he wore on AEW the last time with the two, trying to keep it on more? Like it had two lines on the side?
I think so. It quickly. It was like he had it on for about 5 minutes.
Damn. Which doesn't matter to most of the American audience, but.
But after the match, he sold it. When he was walking
it?
In the back, he was like touching his eye, like, oh my God, my eye hurts. So anyways, yeah, good match. And then you had the main event, and it was Kenta going up against Tetsuya Naito for the Intercontinental and Heavyweight title.
Okay.
So this match starts off. Now, Kenta is an asshole. And these guys are both assholes
right.
to each other.
Right.
Matter of fact, they had their press conference together and the day before in that mall. And Kenta takes a picture, a selfie of him with him.
Okay.
I saw it on the internet. I'm like, man, they're really breaking kayfabe here.
Right.
Why are they shopping together in a shopping mall?
Right.
And then I watched the press conference. I'm like, oh, he was trolling him.
Right.
So they get in the ring, Clark, and now the tension builds. And here it goes, the most hated man in Japan, Kenta, going up against Naito. So what does Kenta do? Rolls out of the ring.
Okay.
Gets like a 19 count, gets back in the ring.
Asshole.
Goes to lock up, rolls out of the ring.
Okay.
Rolls out of the ring.
Yep.
Over and over and over again. I'm talking they don't touch for about 5 minutes.
Wow.
And then when they finally touch, Naito then rolls out of the ring.
Okay.
You know, gets a little pop for that.
Of course.
Now, Naito's actually a heel. And Kenta's a big heel.
Right.
So people forget the fact that LIJ are actually heels. Hiromu Takahashi and Naito, Evil, and Sonata, they're all heels, but they're also the most popular people in the company.
Right.
They sell the most merch.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really a mixed match. The crowd was behind Naito. They finally lock up, and they put on a pretty good match.
Good.
People were calling it an amazing match, too. I thought it was...
So that'd be three straight good matches that most people are...
Solid,
great.
Yeah.
Great.
You could go and watch the final hour of New Japan and just love wrestling
again. All
right,
I'm going to give it a shot.
Cool.
Yeah. I'll see if that fire stick is still working. Fire it up. What's the final... Is that the final match?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the title match, Clark. Yeah. Well, I mean, where are we going to go from here?
It's not always the main event.
After the match... Takahashi comes out, Hiromu comes out, and goes face to face with Naito. So
okay, all right. I will take a look at it when I have some time this weekend. Through this week, I had wanted to watch this because I really like the tease right after Wrestle Kingdom. The New Year's Dash is when Moxley attacked, or no, he came out right. Yeah.
Yeah, you could skip to the last three matches because you're not like a big New Japan guy.
Does anyone want? Well, go ahead. We can wrap this up, I guess, or keep talking.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna bring up the rumor that's starting to go around, and I brought it up with you in one of our wrestling chats earlier this week. There's Sting has been cleared to wrestle.
By who?
And there were thought by the doctors.
WWE. Where did you hear this?
And there was talk that maybe the Saudi Arabia show. But now the talk is there is a certain big event coming up down in Tampa at Raymond James Stadium, the home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, WrestleMania.
WrestleMania. It's kind of a big event for the World Wrestling Entertainment. A man named Undertaker. It sounds like there's a possibility that they could put that together right now.
And nerd boys like you, that's always been like your dream match.
I don't know if it ever has been. But now that it feels like it's a possibility, I got to tell you, I'm a little bit stoked to see it. I don't care how old they are. I wouldn't mind seeing them in the ring together, and I don't think it'll tarnish anybody, anything. What do you think? Facebook Live, light me up. Twitter, light me up there. We're at Larcher Lawrence, and I'm at Clark in Chicago.
Well, I think
don't hate on me for wanting to see Sting versus Undertaker, no matter what age or what ability they have. Give me 5 to 10 solid minutes of it.
I think you know how I feel about
give
this.
Give me a Scorpion death drop. Give me a Scorpion death lock.
Lock.
Give both. There's the drop and the lock. Sorry,
pardon
buddy.
Me.
Let Undertaker, he's been doing his DDP yoga or what have you. Yogurt? Let him do old school. Let him give him a...
Isn't the Scorpion Deathlock the sharpshooter?
No, the sharpshooter is the Scorpion Deathlock.
They're both
modified Boston crabs.
It's a single leg of Boston crab, number one. Number two...
It's not a single leg Boston crab.
No, it's
a
double.
Cross leg.
Yeah, the cross
Boston
leg.
Crab.
You're right. Listen, Bret Hart's father.
You tell me about sharpshooters and
Bret Hart's father, the great Stu Hart.
Yes,
trained that in the dungeon before Sting even had underwear.
Well, the great Sting, Steve Bordo, learned that from the dojo.
Yeah, the boar is right.
The King of Kings, the wrestling of gurus, Jimmy, the King, Scorpion Deathlocker, down in near. Tijuana, Mexico. That's where he first learned it.
Number one, that's an anchor. Number two, the King of Pro Wrestling is Minoru Suzuki.
No, the King of Professional.
No, that's the King of Cartoons, Clark.
No, you're the King of Cartoons.
I am.
Are you?
I am. King of Cartoons!
By the power of Grayskull, I have the power.
No, wrong show.
You don't know that one?
You don't? Do you know the King of Cartoons?
That's He-Man.
You don't know who the King of Cartoons
Who's
is.
Who's the King of Cartoons? Captain Caveman!
Did you ever watch Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse?
I did. It's just been a long time. I was a child.
Why aren't you watching it with your kid now?
Oh, maybe we should pull that. I think they got to be a little older.
No.
Isn't Pee Wee a little weird?
No, that's only in movie theaters.
We do Mr. Rogers. I did watch that movie. The Won't You Be My Neighbor.
What do you think?
I think
boring.
It was a great story of a man who writes an article.
Yeah.
On Mr. Rogers.
It wasn't about Mr. Rogers.
It was though.
Not really.
Oh, but it was like being able to see this writer. You got to find out exactly like what makes Mr. Rogers tick.
No,
it was awesome.
No. Really,
with it not being about Mr. Rogers, it was exactly about Mr. Rogers.
It was a subpar movie about a love.
You didn't watch it. You were playing a video game.
I watch it. No. When I watch movies, I sit down and watch movies.
Don't.
I put the phone down, Clark.
No, you
can't even do that.
I do too. For movies, I put the phone down.
Oh, bullshit.
Phone was not out for Mr. Rogers' Neighbor for a beautiful
movie. Well, let me tell you, if you watch Parasite, you're not going to be able to have that phone out.
That's the thing about subtitle movies. You absolutely have to. No, but I have to finish The Pharmacist, even though you told me not to. But you know I have to. I fell asleep during the second episode and woke
it's
up.
It's not good, though.
And I woke up during the third. I didn't see the trailer. I didn't know that it was going to go into the opioid crisis. I thought the whole thing was about going to be finding out who the killer was. And then when they found him after the first episode, I was like, what the fuck? What's with the next two episodes? It threw me off. It was good.
Yeah, it's not good, though. It really isn't. Did he solve his murder yet? He solved the son's murder at this
After
point,
the first
right?
episode.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I said. Like, that's what I thought the whole thing was going to be about, was them figuring out who murdered the son. And then when they solved it after the first episode, I was like, well, shit, where's this going? Still not listening.
No.
Good. All right, good.
Yeah, you're like, where's this going? I heard you. Where's this going? I don't know where this is going. It's confusing.
He recorded everything. He went into neighborhoods that he shouldn't have.
He took very studious notes and
he did
recorded
some notes. The pharmacist, man, don't fuck.
He's like, oh, jeez, never mind.
What?
I don't have the
Some of you may be watching here now. The second part of the show on Facebook Live. Facebook Live now has two parts for this show. The first part.
Oh, how confusing.
Well, yeah, the internet died here. I don't know. I don't pay the internet bill here. I don't know what happened.
The internet didn't die.
The Wi-Fi kicked us out.
Then how come this show didn't?
It's probably hardwired. What do I know? The day The internet died.
You should write that song. I think next week we should have that.
The anniversary of the day the music died was just a couple days back.
Was it?
Well done, sir.
Well, I solved the case of my son being murdered for purchasing drugs in a bad neighborhood. But I noticed a crisis happening in my own community. As soon as I was able to see the same doctor was reading prescriptions for opioids he didn't need. So I started recording phone calls and telling people what you need. I would say FBI. I'm telling you, if you watch the trailer, it could have been an hour and a half.
But it's like a thing. It's good. I didn't see the Peeper movie.
The guy who did the little people. What do you call it?
Like 3 days. Over 80% of the real bones. It's not a casting. The new one they got is a casting. But Sue, the T-Rex, they even have the skull, even though the real skull's not on it. It's just that the real skull weighs so much it would weigh the whole display down. And they were also able to make the new one look more realistic, more pretty, because the old one was pretty beat up. But they have over 80% of it. It's the most complete Tyrannosaurus Rex ever found. Other museums have used...
So now, do they have Sue's head so you can see that too?
Yeah.
Just it's on the ground?
Yeah. They moved Sue into a new area. They reconfigured her a little bit because the way they had her set up wasn't as accurate as they have now found out. They've now found out that maybe there's a few changes to be made to make it more accurate. Cold snip. Oh.
see. Warrior.
All right. Well, I somehow closed out the studio, so I don't know if the show is still running or if the show is indeed over. So, nope, it's still on air. Well, good night, everybody. I found the end button.